Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all right here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online, too, at besteveryou.com. And now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Best Ever You Show. We do air live and then syndicate to a variety of places where you can download your favorite podcasts, which we hope were included in that. We're called the Best Ever You Show, and we kind of live our best life on iHeartRadio, but we're also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and really anywhere. But before I get started, I just want to, we've been asked as radio shows and podcasts to make sure that people know that if you're having an emergency, this is not the place to call in for that, and not a place, our podcasts are not a place to get the latest and most informative information about the coronavirus and so forth. We do have guests on that talk about anxiety and stress and so forth, but it is not the most current information on the actual virus itself. If you do have a true emergency, please dial 911 or follow the procedures in your community as those are out. And there are various websites that are giving the latest information. We do have a link up on besteveryou.com on the homepage to those as well. And we also have in our own community, we have a lot of people wanting to write for us. And again, those are not your scientists and your politicians and all those people. This is our community actually writing about their experiences. And so we have besteveryou.com/coronavirus. And so if you have something to say and share about your family or what you're going through, we do invite you to join the website, besteveryou.com, and I'd be happy to set your permission to writer, and you can join in our community chat. It is all positive or supportive. I will tell you that we do delete posts if they're negative, alarming, stressful, and so forth. So, how I found our guest today. It's going to be a little bit of a discussion here. I think, you know, we are all, Kirsten, what's the word I'm searching for? I have Kirsten Blakemore on the line with me. We're all searching for how to adjust.
Sort of winging it, yeah.
Sad. Yeah, and I noticed I was on, we've been connected on LinkedIn for a while, and I noticed that you recently released a book, Unleash Your Power. I think it was last week or so that you released that, and I'm guessing with a release like that, your in-person appearances are canceled, much as mine are. So it makes launching a book interesting, doesn't it?
Well, it does. So in one respect, it makes it interesting because I'm not out there speaking to groups, speaking to women. But on the other hand, we're all kind of just sitting at home and have more time, maybe some of us, than we really know what to do with. And so, you know, it's a great opportunity to spend that time, spend some time giving back to ourselves and reading books or, you know, binging on Netflix or whatever it is that sort of nurtures you and gives back to you.
Yeah, I love that. And as people are listening to our show today, because we're trying to help Kirsten's book launch the best that it can in this environment. Her book is called Unleash Your Power. And she has a variety of coaching credentials from CPCC, which is a certified professional, you're going to have to fill in my blanks, it's coach, certified coach, I'll just say that. You're a Forbes coach member, an ICF accredited coach, and have a master's degree in psychology from Pepperdine. And I was just wondering if you would first tell us your website, and I think spelling that might be a really good idea for people. I do have a link to it on the show description as well. And then maybe talk about how you got your start in what all you're doing right now and then writing books and so forth. I would love that.
Sure. Okay. So my website is my name, KirstenBlakemore.com. And so that's KIRSTEN Blakemore, BLAKEMORE.com. So KirstenBlakemore.com. And, you know, it's a great question. How did I get started? It's sort of a long answer, but I'll give you the abbreviated version. And that is that writing became my way of coping with being excluded where I was working. And there was no one else writing about women. There was no one else speaking about women or focused on women. And I decided, you know what, this is how I am going to offer my value in a place that I felt wasn't seeing it. And I wasn't making a mark there. And so that's how it started. So it started out of pain, but it was a way for me to cope and deal with feeling excluded. And that's really a lot of my impetus in writing this book was from painful moments that ultimately I turned around. And I think, you know, that speaks to life. We're never going to just avoid pain. It's part of life. But how we process and how we cope and then how we decide to move forward is what makes us unique and either makes us effective or I would say ineffective.
What kind of job were you in so people can maybe relate to some of the ways that you felt and, like, what are some of the things that were happening to you where you felt excluded? I have another very good friend who was fired by another woman, and she used that as her creation point of writing and launching a speaking career and so forth.
Two things came up to me. So I'll answer your question. Then I want to go back to this women versus women issue because it's important. Let me start. Before I was doing what I was doing, I was at another company. It was a healthcare company, and I was getting paid less than men in equal title, equal role. How I know that is not because any of them told me. It's not something back then that you would know unless you stumbled across it, which I did, because all of a sudden one day I got a raise and I thought, well, that's weird. You know, and I went to my boss. I said, what happened? And he said, I don't know, just accept it. Well, I couldn't just accept it. And so I went to HR and said, why did I get a raise? And they said, oh, you weren't even on the scale. So we had an audit and they made us put you on the scale. And so I was like, wow. And that's how I found out my pay was so much less than the men in equal titles and roles. So that's kind of where this started. Also, in that organization, one of my roles was to work with opinion leaders, and it was a male-dominated industry, and women weren't, you know, getting any play. And so I started this Women in Dentistry Forum so we could highlight the work that they were doing, cosmetic and aesthetic work that women were doing, and the research that women were doing. And that sort of just, that was my fertile ground for what became later on my passion. So fast forward into a consulting position and speaking to organizations, maybe teams, frontline employees, all the way up to leadership teams. I would speak, I would coach, facilitate groups, workshops. And I actually had what I call the honor of working with people and organizations' strengths, but also, more importantly, those areas that really hold them back, almost like their dirty laundry, things they don't want people on the outside knowing, but they're really holding them back from achieving everything they could, all their potential. And it comes down to one thing, and that is people. So I had a lot of exposure to the areas of business that would hold companies back, and it all comes back to people. And in that, I would see and talk to women and how they would feel like they were not exposed to the same leadership opportunities, or they would not even have a seat at the table to try to get promoted, or they were paid a lot less, or their voice was not heard. So this was common complaints that I heard. And during this time, I worked with a pretty much a male leadership team, and I was not getting brought onto projects, and not like my male colleagues. And I would ask for feedback, and I would, you know, try and insert myself into projects or into ways where I felt like I could offer value to the client, and I just wasn't getting equal play, and I was excluded. And so what I did, one of the things that I did was to write, and I started writing articles about women in business and how they can show their strength and value. And those are on Inc.com and Forbes.com. So you can just put my name in the search bar and go to those sites and find those articles. And they were getting a lot of attention from audiences, from clients, from prospects. And so because
that made you even more
really
popular
well,
in the office, right?
Right.
How'd that go over?
Well, you know, they gave me, maybe they appeased me, I don't know, but they gave me space to then go into webinars and do some webinars on women. And, you know, they allowed me time to put my passion to play. And I'll tell you, I don't know if anyone out there has been exposed to this, but if you're excluded, when you feel like you have value to offer, over time, it erodes at our worth. And that's when it becomes extremely dangerous, because then we start questioning, well, maybe I don't have value. Well, maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not equal to them. And that is why I wrote this book. Not just for me.
You know, that's a really good point.
Because I went through it.
Yeah, and that's a really good point to make, especially in if we translate that into things like social media and other things where people sometimes feel like they're getting a sense of worth from a like or a share or anything like that. In fact, we were just having a conversation, a group of about 10 of us female authors are sort of banded together in a group to support each other. And we all have in common that one way or another, putting a book out has made us feel less than, because maybe one of them didn't sell as well as another one or whatever. And we all had those experiences and comments. And so I think it's common everywhere. And it's just another lesson in self-love and self-worth, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, to that point, I was a binge Netflix series. And last night I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about the show. And I was watching this foreign series about this woman who had to go through extreme measures. She was forced into extreme measures to go through her own personal rite of passage. And I think typically women will go through that later in life. And I've gone through it. I've had painful marriage that lasted 25 years that I am out of, and I've never been happier. And the same with business. And I feel like I've gone through that rite of passage where you have to embrace all of those painful moments from childhood to now and love not just the beautiful things about yourself, but the really ugly things that you try and hide from the world, and you show up differently after you go through that rite of passage where you show up and you're real. And that's kind of what I talk about in the book, which is not a rite of passage, although that's kind of what it is. but it's about tapping into who you are, your authenticity, what makes you unique. You know, I think many of us have, you know, when we grew up, we maybe learned, oh, try and be like other people to fit in, try and play the game and just do what they're doing. And at least I learned that. And then at some point, I learned, well, that's not working for me. So, I blew that up. But, I think it's so important for women. And so in the book, I talk about three steps to really unleashing your power, but owning your power, knowing what makes you unique, knowing where your strengths are and embracing those, as well as the areas that you're not beautiful. I was doing this YouTube video to promote my book yesterday, and I almost pulled my hair right out. It was like, you know, I went through the battle in my mind of going, oh, that looks stupid. Oh, this is, why is my hair doing this? I have, my gray is all coming out because I'm not getting my hair colored. You know, all of that stuff that goes on in our mind, and that'll never go away, but it's just a matter of managing it. And then moving through it anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's tricky right now, and I hear people talk about all the things that are different when you're at home and don't have access to things, and so we're all adjusting, and I think part of what you're seeing people do is give everybody a little bit of a break. I mean, Dr. Oz is even doing his show from his basement with no makeup on, so I think we're all, you know, I think it's really important right now to give ourselves that break and flexibility to, you know, use the tools that you've got to connect it. And really, in my book, Percolate, I write a lot about, you know, you think people care about, you know, what you care about, and 9 times out of 10, they didn't even think about it. They didn't notice your hair. They didn't notice this, that, or another thing. I especially talk about that when I leave the house and think I'm going to go for a jog. I'm really a walker, you know, and I imagine everybody peering out their window, looking at me, you know, struggling down the street, when in reality, no one's there, no one cares. And if anything, they're probably, if somebody did see it, they'd probably be like, yeah, you go do that, you know, kind of thing, and more in support. And so I think a lot about that too in with people, and I talk about this a lot with people who are afraid to, well, not right now because nobody's going to the gyms in our neck of the woods anyway, but, you know, when people are afraid to go to the gym, they forget that they're surrounded by people who want to be at the gym, so they're not looking at you like, oh, gosh, you needed to be here, you know, 6 months ago. What are you doing? They're looking at you going, if they're even looking at you, going, yeah, good, I'm glad you're here too. It's not what you think. And so I think it's really important to flip all that into gratitude as much as possible, and into the self-love and into the self-worth. Because if you're thinking that and you tape a video, it shows. For sure.
Yes. 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 And I have, luckily, an awesome editor. But you're right. You're absolutely right. If nothing else, maybe this time at home will help teach us self-compassion, that we don't just stop when the pandemic is over and we get to leave our homes and go back to normal. Hopefully, we bring that with us. And that's something that we carry out of this weird, uncertain time, that, hey, it's, you know, I accept me the way I am right now. Here I am in my full glory. But I want to go back to something you said earlier, because I think it's really important. And I hear about this all the time in business, which is women versus women. And it's what I hear is, oh, the women are the worst. They're so catty. They try and tear us down. They're competitive. And I have a very strong message in my book that women need to unite together. We will never do this alone, but we will stand strong together. And I believe that in my heart. Sometimes my biggest pains are when women stab me in the back, because I think, how could you do that? I mean, you know, like, how could you do that? And so my message about this women versus women is, first of all, we need to come from a place of of loving ourselves, accepting ourselves, being who we are, and valuing who we are. If we come from this place, we will not try and tear down or compete with another woman. We will try and lift them up because we know they're different from us. They're not better or worse. They're different. But together, we're a lot stronger. And so that is my message. Hopefully good. Loud and clear to your audience.
Well, and it came through loud and clear to me. I mean, just when it was so, you know, I logged into LinkedIn and logged right to you randomly. And I was like, oh, let me see what she's doing. And I was like, oh, this is neat. And then I saw your message, like, I can't remember exactly what you wrote, but it was positive. Like, you know, this is not happening the way I thought it was going to. And we're going to, you know, maneuver. And so I'm really thankful that you let me be part of your mostly online book launch right now and be part of your
yeah.
world so easily. I think you definitely walk your talk, and it's refreshing. I mean, really extremely refreshing. I don't know what else to say about that other than really, truly, that could be something you talk about if you don't already. I haven't fully gone through every single thing about you in preparation for this call. It's one of the things I plan on doing, like over the next week, and putting your book out there and putting blog posts about you and interviews and stuff, because I think you're kind.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. And you know what? If you weren't one of those women who build others up, I wouldn't be on your show right now. You wouldn't go, hey, that's pretty cool. Let me get her out there, right? So, I mean, right back to you as well.
So we have a question I'm not going to take the question, if that's okay. I'm just going to rephrase your question and ask online or ask Kirsten right now. They want to know there's a lot of books right now, and people are buying a lot of e-books right now. They want to know, what sets your book apart from everybody right now with all their messaging and all the buy my book stuff? Why should they buy your book, and what are they going to learn? That's a good question, actually.
It is a good question. And let me just say, there are a lot of great books out there. So I don't want to say mine is any better than anyone else's, but I will say for every seat, there's a butt to fit it. And so if you happen to pick up mine, maybe that's the message you need to hear. And my message is simply to be real. What does that mean? To manage your mind, to really draw into your own self-awareness. I give three steps to creating life according to you, not someone else, not the business you run, not the kids that you have, not the, you know, husband or partner that you have. But you, and I think that's so important because a lot of us are multitasking. Whether or not we have kids, life is extremely busy, and we can easily get taken off center and then start doing for everyone else. And so my book is a three-step process. Within each step are tools, and, you know, I call them mindful moments, but things to think about that will help you to really uncover the areas that you need to spend some time thinking about, like being authentic, you know, having your voice heard, and what does that look like, and really knowing what drives you and what wakes you up in the morning, what gives you passion, and if you did this for the rest of your life, you know you would be happy. And it's just uncovering those things and then really getting into the second step, building off that. And by the way, at the end of each chapter, there are takeaways, things for you to write down, hey, I want to take this away, and then journal. Some of the best moments have been for me to journal and then, you know, months later, look back and go, oh, gosh, I remember that time. And the second step is to really just align with, okay, this is what I want. And so now what do I need to do in my mind and in my environment to support that? And then finally, the last foundational step is to really sort of go with the flow, meaning life's always going to throw us curveballs. And so instead of, you know, giving up hope or throwing in the towel, so to speak, that we just go with the course correction and we continue to persevere and we tap into our friendships and women who get it and who can support us and go, hey, you're going off track. Here's what I think it looks like to go back on track. And so that we end up really achieving what we want to and feeling fulfillment, even if it's temporary, feel that fulfillment and that happiness and celebrate your wins. That's a huge thing. You know, we go over that quickly, and Elizabeth, maybe you can, you know, really relate to this as an author of multiple books. You know, you go, okay, that's great. Oh, wow, it's doing well. Okay, I'm on to the next one, right? And it's,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
hard
try
not
to do that, yeah.
Yeah, to celebrate your accomplishments and go, wow, it took a lot to get me here today. Let me just be in that moment for a while, you know, and we,
yeah,
most of us just skip over that step and go on to the next thing.
Well, as I like to say in my own land with my Hay House book, I'm still percolating 6 years later. The book was released 6 years ago, and it's still percolating. And, you know, I when that book was released, just even on my own point, you know, I could tell I wasn't going to, like, leave my four sons and husband and just up and go on a two-year book tour. So I knew it was going to be choppy getting that book out into the universe, and I knew I was going to do a majority of it from home. I could just feel it because they were all in high school or starting college or whatever. There was no book tour to go on. It was from home. And so a lot of what I've done is just slowly percolate that book out into the world. And it's interesting to see it do what it's doing. I think you're so right. Like, people release something and then go, okay, I'm on to the next thing. Well, I'm clinging on to that one for that's my, like, one of my things I'm really proud of in my life, and I'm sure you are with your book. And it's really difficult to write a book, release it to the world, market it, talk about it, and keep it alive for a long time. And I think your book, if I can just keep going for 1 second, is going to be one of those books that we go, it's going to be like a go-to book. This is what I kind of want to write about your book in my review. It's like a go-to book to keep us, exactly what you said, on track. Like, if you feel like you're off track, it's going to be a great three-step reminder to pull you back onto the track. Because I think we do that, especially as women. I mean, we do that. Something takes us in a different direction, and we forget what we were doing. Part of that could be my age. I don't know. I'm 51. But
well,
but
I'm
think
right
your book
you,
is
but
a
let bit, me,
yeah.
I just want to add to your point there, Elizabeth, and I don't know your life story, but I will say if Percolate came out 6 years ago and, you know, you sort of deviated from what you thought you were going to do, you wanted to have a book tour, you had kids, obligations, but now look at you. If you look in hindsight, you've got this beautiful business that maybe came out of what could have been a disappointment at the time that you didn't get to do all that you wanted, but now look what you have. And I think that's something else that we have to understand too, is we may think, oh, this is what I want. And life throws us that curveball. We can't do it, but something else even more beautiful comes of it. And so that's the trust and the faith in there that I talk about in the book.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the, like, even meeting you, I think I must have needed to see your message that day, because it was, I mean, I log into LinkedIn a lot and I kind of glaze over it. I'm like, and I saw you and your message and I'm like, oh, wow, that caught my attention. For whatever messaging was in there, I kind of want to go back and look at the post and see again. But, you know, you're so right, because the moments all kind of come add up to, you know, what we're doing right now. I mean, if I hadn't have done what I've done and you've done what you've done, we wouldn't be having this moment right now. So it's important to think like that. And I like how you reframe things into positive, because I think it's so important to do as well. So Unleash Your Power, is it up on Amazon right now? Is that where you'd like to direct people, or would you like to direct people back to your website?
Amazon.com. It's available in paperback and ebook. Of course, you can also go to my website, and it will direct you back to Amazon to buy the book.
Okay. And then if you had a favorite thing you wished people, aside from your book, would watch or do with respect to you, where would you like to direct people? Would it be to, like, hearing you speak? I notice you're a strong speaker.
Yeah, well, I love speaking with groups. I just feel like I get to be in there with people. I never talk to people. I'm always feeling like I'm with people. So when this time changes and I'm out, I would love to have people come and attend one of my sessions. I will say I am doing a virtual interactive class on April 21st, and you can go to my website and look under Unleash Your Power, that page, and if you scroll all the way down, you'll see the link to sign up to that virtual, the virtual interactive site. Now, again, I want to emphasize that this is where women can come together with other women. You'll get an assessment before the class that's really, it's a powerful assessment of your strengths and maybe some of your areas of opportunity. It was, when I took it, it was really insightful and actually explained many things. And then when I got on site, I got to share it with other people. And so that's really what we're going to be doing and then building on that. So that's one way for women to say, okay, what are my strengths? How do people perceive me? Come to that class and you'll get an assessment beforehand and then you'll share it with others.
I love that. Now, is that you, like, do we have access to you, like right now, you, like live you talking and so forth, or is it all taped and like more automated?
Yeah, it's a great question. It is live, and I will be putting people into breakout rooms. Technology is amazing, so that you have more intimate dialogues with other women, and then we'll come back as a group, and we'll talk about it. And so it's not just me talking to people. Again, this is me talking with people.
Yes. And what is the price on that? Is it? What's that cost to be involved with that?
It's $2.99 for 3 hours. I'm partnering with Blue EQ, who's hosting the event. And so I'm really excited. The assessment alone retails around $200. So it's definitely worth it.
Good. All right. Well, we'll put a link up to that, too, if you could email that to me, or I can just grab it off your website, right? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
I'll do that. All right. Well, in the spirit of keeping these shows just slightly shorter than normal, I'm gonna wind us down a little bit and just ask: is there anything that we didn't cover that you wanted to talk about? I just want to make sure that we, you know, cover a pretty good chunk of information so people get a really good feel for who you are, and then I also would love to have you back on.
Yeah, I would love to come back on. No, I think we covered highlights and, you know, again, I always like to hear from listeners and see what they're thinking and what they're struggling with right now, but that will be for another day. And so I really appreciate you having me on and giving me the platform to talk about it and talk about my experiences that led up to unleashing my power in this book. So my hope is that other women really read it and own their power. Boy, this world is already heading in a better direction as far as men and women being a little bit more equal than we've ever been in the past. And if we can continue down that and even accelerate it, we'll be in a better place.
Perfect. All right. Kirsten Blakemore, thank you for being with us today on the Best Ever You Show, and thank you all for listening live. And just a reminder to go to KirstenBlakemore.com, and there are links to her website up on the radio show. I'm going to follow up with blogs, though, and book awards and all sorts of fun stuff to support Kirsten as she launches her book, Unleash Your Power, which is available on Amazon. And just thank you all so much for listening. You know, we're grassroots. We don't do any advertising with our show. We have millions of downloads and shares and listens and all that fun stuff. And we really thank you for all of your support growing Best Ever You, but mostly what we appreciate is you supporting our guests. We've done over 500 shows now. We are going to head toward 600. I'm going to keep going. Everybody said, are you going to do something different? I'm like, no, we're going to keep going. So over 500 shows now, because we love it when you support our guests. You buy their book, you share, you retweet, you like, and all those good things, and you embrace our people that we have on here. So thank you very much for your support. Please stay safe, stay well, stay healthy, and please, again, if you need emergency assistance or anything like that, you follow the plans in your community. All right, Kirsten Blakemore, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.